spooks and things like that?
Oh, yeah. No, son, I ain't going to that. I used to work for them white folks, but I ain't going up there. He might come back and hang me.
Yeah.
I've heard him say that.
They had an old nigger down here, though, when I was a kid. Nigger church was right on the side of the main road.
Yeah.
It's a dirt road. And they just put little gravel down around the streets. And that the niggas were having a revival. And this old nigger woman, we've been knowing her for a long, long time, she got up on the bench and started shouting. And oh, she was having a big time. Did you ever go to a nigger barbecue, nigger baptizing at a nigger church?
No, sir.
Well, you ought to admit, it's worth going to. But she was up on that seat, just jumping up and down shouting. And I reached down, picked up a rock, I had a slingshot. It's in the summertime, the windows were open. So I pulled back and let her have it, and I shot her right on the fanny with that slingshot. She thought her bee had stung or something. She lost her religion right now.
Is that so?
That's a funny story. I know about that. When my father was a little boy, I used to go out and watch the niggas shout, get religion. And the preacher said, "You want to go to heaven, stand up. You want to go to hell, keep your seat." And he had a big kick out of it. And then he said, "How many of you going to be ready to go to heaven when Gabriel toots his amen home? Would you be ready?" "Yes, Lord." And my father heard him say that two or three nights, so he gave him a trumpet or something and climbed up in the tree by the church and preached that. "How many of you be ready to, or would you be ready to go to heaven and give to the same and the horn?" I blew the horn. And he said, "There was niggas came out of that church like nobody's been." So they just scowled everywhere.
Well, niggas now are different from what they used to be. 10, 12 years ago, you go to a nigger baptizing, well, they stand around on the bank, shout and cut up, and they just have the biggest time in the world.
Yeah.
Now they act more like white folks. Take it as a matter of...
Well, folks are starting to get better educations now, huh?
Oh yeah, a lot of these niggas, we know that we commented last night on TV programs with a bunch of niggas on it. Just worlds of those niggas talk better than the white people.
They use better English.
Use better English than the white people do.
And make fewer grammatical errors than some of the whites talk.
Now we went to California to see the Southerners have a different brogue from what they have out in the West. We went into a place to buy some shirts to bring back to kids, and they heard me talking, and they wouldn't wait on us for a while. They just kept us talking. All they wanted to do was stand around and hear us talk. They just knew it was a different kind of brogue from theirs. I have a nephew, and he don't talk like. Or like a white person, he's got this old nigger brogue.
This and that and these and those.
Well, he's been around niggers all of his life.
He was born on a farm.
Down there on a farm, he was raised up and played with them when he was a child. And he's really got that nigger brogue.
Yeah. Now, when you were young, did you like to hunt a lot?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you hunt mostly?
Oh, we hunted quail and everything else around here.
Yeah. What, did you have that kind of animal that could see in the dark, you know, at night?
Owls?
What kind of them did you have?
What owl do you mean?
Coons?